Welcome back to RSN, and we're going to speak to one of the superstars of Australian sport, Jack Hale, the fastest man in our great country's history, after he smashed a 100-yard record that stood since 1966. Jack, thanks for having a chat, and well done.
No, good morning. Thanks so much.
Now, let's face it, times and records, so very important. We know it's all about winning and whatnot, but have you always got one eye on the clock, and is this something you did set out to achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. Always one eye on the clock, especially when it's not a major event where placings aren't as important and times come a bit more into play. And I suppose I really haven't set out. I think it's my first ever sort of 100 yards run. It's a bit of an obscure distance. It's a 2021, so they generally run it once a year. And I actually entered a couple of days prior. It wasn't something super planned, but I knew I was in relatively decent shape, so I was sort of backing myself into something quick. And we did say before the race 9.4, because that would equate to about a 10.1, 10.2 100 metre run.
Well, that's quite incredible, and you got the job done very nicely there in a time of 9.43, so well done. Now, it's been a fascinating journey watching your career. You burst onto the scene as a 16-year-old and unfortunately just missed the Rio Olympics by 0.05 of a second. You're so very hungry to get to Tokyo. How hard has it been with Tokyo postponed, or has it maybe been a blessing in disguise for you because you've got an extra year to get bigger and stronger and you're running some great times at the moment?
I think the positives and negatives are sort of neutralised for me, because at the end of the day, it's a negative in the fact that I was in very good shape last year and was obviously sort of on the road to definitely qualify. But it's a positive in the sense that I'll be 23 next year. Another year. I'll obviously put in a lot of hard work over the lockdown period to get myself to the point where I'm at now. So I think it's somewhat a blessing in disguise that I've had the capacity to train and to actually put in the work, because I think it's going to be very evident with people that haven't really, they've taken their foot off the gas maybe a bit too much over the last year. I think that's going to be very evident coming into this year, and I think that's something that we vowed not to do in March, April, is sort of take our eyes off the side of the major target, and that was Tokyo. So it's been a positive because I think it's given me that extra year to sort of back myself into training and have no distractions race-wise.
Jack, just in terms of Tokyo, there's obviously been a recent spike in Japan. How confident are you that that Tokyo will go ahead later this year? And have you had any information about whether the athletes might be in line to get the COVID vaccines as well, probably a little bit earlier to assist with going over there?
Yeah, on the vaccine stuff, I've heard some things. I haven't read anything directly, but a few guys have said they've read some things around prioritising Olympic athletes going forward for international travel. And I suppose on the Olympics itself, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to stay as positive as I can with it, but it's getting a bit harder and harder with seeing what's going on. Hopefully, vaccine-wise, come July, August is going to be in a much more developed spot. So I'm staying positive. I'm sort of a 75-80% chance of it going ahead, but that obviously changes day by day.
Fingers crossed it does. That nine figure is obviously deep in your mind. You're obviously really fit and ready to go at the moment. How confident are you that getting to Tokyo and to getting into that nine figure for 100 metres and doing that this year?
Yeah, I'm very confident of a PB. Very, very confident. And that my PB at the moment is 10.12. Mm. So I think coming into that 10.0, and the thing with this sport is it's somewhat a law of averages, in the sense of I can run 10.04 five times. If I run 10.04, 5, 6, 5, something like that, there's going to be a nice day where things align and that 9 seconds does happen. So my real goal for next year is to, well, for this year, this season, is to be a consistent 10.0 runner who can then sort of throw out a 9.9 when conditions align. And obviously the goal has been over the last few years just to improve on that time by 0.1 every year, and that's something that I did last year. So I think it's more than achievable this year.
Jack, when you get the schedule, you obviously have a training program that's going to result in you peaking and spiking on certain days at the big events. With so much uncertainty, has that had a domino effect on your training?
It's really weird because with the new system and qualification and things like that, you sort of have to target some of these earlier events to get some times out there already. So for me, we're going to try and sort of line up one of the early races that everyone will be at this year, because Nationals is in April. So we've decided we're going to have one fast run in February and then obviously line everything back up for April, just to sort of go to that qualifier straight away of 10:05. Obviously, as we know, the new system in place allows for the top 56 to go to the Olympics as well, but that 10:05 just sort of solidifies your spot. And I think you're very right in the sense that there's so much uncertainty around it. So to get that sort of done quickly is what we're looking to do.
Quinny talked a minute ago about Rio and how close you were and how tantalisingly close it was to getting to Rio. What would it mean to you to get to Tokyo and to perform to your level there? And how much does it drive you, that Rio near miss?
I mean, it's been my life for the past 5 years, so I've worked incredibly hard for it. And I think it'd mean everything to me at the end of the day. If I can qualify, not only qualify, but compete well at the Olympic Games. I think qualification for me was sort of something that I looked at 2-3 years ago as sort of that major goal. But I think I'm sort of past that point now where I really want to go and perform well. And performing well for me means a top 12 spot. So that through to the semis and then do well. And obviously, if a final happens, a final happens. But those goals sort of chop and change in the next Olympics as well. So that for that first one for me, it's going to be make a semi-final and run well.
Jack, the superstar and the greatest of all time, Usain Bolt, holds the world record with a time of 9:58. Now, you're running just 0.4 of a second off that. When you say it like that, you sound very, very close. What's the difference between the times you're running and the greatest of all time? What are some of the little things, apart from his magnificent speed, that goes into just closing down those differences and little things that can make such a big difference in slicing 0.1 of a second off your time?
Yeah, I think, obviously, he's just worlds above anyone that's really ever done it. We're talking, this bloke was winning Olympic finals by 2-3 metres. Like, that's sort of just unheard of in any fine sport like this. I suppose with my training wise, the little things that happen is just natural development for one. And I think the consistency to the little things such as a very good gym program is something that I've seen. Like, I moved to Melbourne in 2017 at 62 kilos. I'm now 74 kilos. We've sort of cleaned up everything outside of training when we get to training and how professional I am with what I do. And I think we sort of look at a couple of values setting up everything we do at training, and that's always going to be robustness, so having the capacity to stop and change things, and then professionalism. So without going into any boring detail of training, it's just having that consistent work ethic over the years, knowing that Olympics is every 4 years in a cycle, obviously this year 5 years, but not really losing sight of that main goal for me has been the biggest one going forward, because I've been able to double up my training loads. I've been able to layer training years on training years, and where I haven't been injured. So that's been the biggest thing for me, is just being consistency with the last 5 years and what's happened. And if I stay consistent to hard and smart work, there's no real reason I shouldn't improve.
Jack, just in terms of some of your competitors overseas, have you been in contact with some of your rivals and the like over there about whether they've been able to get the training in that you've been able to get? And could it be a huge advantage that here, from a COVID perspective, there hasn't been, you know, you've been able to train as much as you possibly can, whereas, say, in England or the like, it's been lockdown central over there, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to any of the international competitors, but you're very right. I mean, we're in a very good spot in Australia now. Obviously, wasn't as good 3-4 months ago, but
yeah,
where
sure.
We're at now, we have the capacity to compete week in, week out. There's a competition in Melbourne twice a week. It's huge. So we're now in a position where we're at a very big advantage over a lot of countries in the most non-equitable way possible, because I'm not sure what the IOC are going to do about that, because I feel there may be a change come qualification standards and how they're going to actually allow people to qualify for the Olympics. Because at the moment, the system will actually be top 5 performances, and I don't see a lot of these guys getting the ability to put in 5 performances. So that may be another change coming up over the next few months.
Now, I've always wanted to ask an Olympic athlete this, and now we've asked some serious questions, and this is not going to fall into one of those ones they're going to carve into stone and ask in 100 years' time, but I'm never going to get a chance to ask than I am right now. Jack, when did you know you were really fast? Were you 4 and 5 and just beating the older kids at the park, or was it when you started to do athletics? When did you realise that you were not just quick, you were super quick?
No, it's actually funny because I was never really that quick. When I won my first state title at 14 years old, where I ran 11.8 seconds over the 100, and then a year and 4 months later, I ran 10.4. So I think that sort of 15-meter difference over the 100 meters is when I first knew I was moving well.
So you're telling us there's some kids over there in Tassie or the like who were saying, oh, I used to beat Jack Hale, I tell you.
That was a few, don't you?
I bet not many.
That'd be a good pub story. Well, Jack, you speak so well, and you've really endeared yourself to the RSN family as well by telling us how you put on 12 kilos after relocating. I think there's a lot of people that are just nodding, saying, yeah, I can see how that happened. Admittedly, you've probably done it quite differently to what a lot of us would have done. But, Jack, we really appreciate having a chat. You speak so brilliantly, and best of luck, hopefully, at the Tokyo Olympics, wherever that may be.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.